Hey there, I already announced it in the last 8th episode of the podcast and now the time has come. Today we have reached the last Plasteco podcast episode. I'm a little sad about how fast the last 1.5 years have passed, but also grateful for the many great conversations I had with my guests. But to end today's episode on a good note and keep us motivated to do something about the plastic crisis, we are talking about good news today. You may be asking yourselves, what does this mean? I will explain it to you. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed by what's going on in the world, and that includes the plastic pollution crisis. But I don't want to end our podcast with negative headlines, which we hear more often than good news anyway. But to be honest, I had to spend much longer doing research to find good news. But, as I said, I want us all to stay motivated, so let's have a look at the good news in the field of polymers and the plastic pollution crisis. Let's begin with the first good news. A research group at the University of Texas in Austin, USA, has developed an enzyme variant that can break down plastic in a short time. Until now, it has taken years for microorganisms to break down plastic. It would be helpful if the developed process could be used in the recycling of PET in the future. This would mean that within a few hours, usually not even 24 hours, for example, plastic packaging could be broken down to its basic unit, which could then be reused to produce new PET. The new enzyme is called FAST-PETase, which means functional, active, stable, and tolerant PETase. It decomposes plastic at temperatures as low as below 50 degrees Celsius and is generally very easy to handle. Until now, much more heat was required for this process. I think this sounds very promising, and we can be curious to see what else will happen in the future with this process. So, here is the second good news, which concerns global legislation. Negotiators from 193 countries agreed at the 5th UN Environment Assembly in the Kenyan capital Nairobi that a binding and far-reaching UN agreement against global plastic pollution should be concluded in 2024, 2 years from now. According to this decision, the negotiating committee is to draft a legally binding convention by then. Negotiations are scheduled to begin in the second half of 2022 and are open to all UN member states. Negotiations on the convention will focus on the full life cycle of plastics, an example from the production, the use, disposal, or reuse of plastics. Negotiators may set numerical ceilings and binding measures against plastic waste on land and in the sea. Control measures and assistance to poorer countries will also be negotiated. Once the resolution is passed, an intergovernmental level negotiating committee will be established to work out the details of the agreement. I think this good news from March 2022 is really historic and especially important. I'm looking forward to the 2024 agreement. So, let's not waste any time and move on to the third news. The third largest shipping company in the world, with 566 ships from France, stops transporting plastic waste to developing countries after a campaign by activists for environmental protection. This means that from June 2022, no more plastic waste will be transported on their ships. This is to help to reduce ocean pollution and improper disposal of plastics in developing countries. Plastic waste from Europe and North America has in fact been exported in large quantities to developing countries until now, because they offer disposal cheaper than recycling would cost in the countries of origin. So far, the French company has transported around 500,000 tons of plastic waste per year across the world's oceans, mainly from industrialized countries to Southeast Asia. NGOs welcomed the current announcement by the number three in the industry and are calling on other major shipping companies to also stop their plastic shipments. The next good news is also impressive. As you probably know, microplastics not only end up in the oceans in large quantities, but also in our soils, and that's where birch trees enter the story. Researchers at the Leibniz Institute of Freshwater Ecology and Inland Fisheries and the Geoscience Research Center Potsdam have reported in the journal named Science of the Total Environment that birch trees can filter microplastics from the water around them and store them in their roots. To do this, the researchers added fluorescent microplastic beads 5 to 50 micrometers in size to the soil of potted hanging birch trees. 5 months later, they examined the plant's root systems and found up to 70% of the biomass. This means that birch trees can not only absorb industrial pollutants and heavy metals and accumulate them in the wood, where they are then degraded by microbes, they can also absorb microplastics. However, further research is needed to clarify what happens to the microplastic particles in the birch over longer periods of time. And now to more good news to finish this episode. The next good news is coming from France because the law against waste generation and for supporting circular economy states the important measure that fruits and vegetables under 1.5 kilograms are no longer allowed to be sold in plastic packaging since the 1st of January 2022. Currently, according to the French Environment Ministry, about 37% of fruit and vegetables are sold with plastic packaging. But now, about 30 fruits and vegetables will be sold without any plastic packaging. This measure is beyond Europeans' objectives. And finally, we as the Styrian Plastique project team are pleased that our Styrian spring cleanup, which has been successful for years, has crossed the borders of Styria. This year, for the first time, the Great Styrian Spring Cleanup was organized in cooperation with the Irotkö-Geschriebenstein Nature Park. On Saturday, the 9th of April 2022, a joint cross-border waste collection campaign took place at 6 locations around Kürzcheck in the national park. Well, if these are not good developments, the more legit ways that can be collected, the better. All right, dear podcast community, that was our farewell episode with which we end our podcast journey together. I hope you were able to learn a few things from the podcast, and I also hope that we will all work together to see plastics as the valuable material that it is, and in that way also protect our environment. I would like to thank all my guests again, and I'm still happy if you continue to recommend and share the podcast episodes so far. Stay safe and environmental friendly. Yours, Greta.
This has been the latest Plastico podcast episode. If you want to stay up to date, follow us on our Plastico social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. You can also find out more on the official project website. All these links can be found in the show notes. And at last but not least, please follow the podcast, rate it and write comments, for example, on iTunes, Spotify and so on. The podcast is hosted by the Office of the Regional Government of Styria, Directorate 14, Department Waste and Resources Management. Stay inspired and tune in again for the next exciting podcast episode.